Ukraine security issue.
On April 27th, the 63rd day of Russia's war against Ukraine, the situation continued to aggravate in the southern and eastern regions, where the Russian army intensified attacks on Ukrainian positions and missile and artillery strikes on residential areas, aiming to take control of the entire Donetsk and Luhansk regions and secure a land bridge from mainland Russia to Crimea. Russian troops twice shelled a town in the Donetsk region using phosphorus munitions. As a result, apartment blocks caught fire. The Azovstal steel plant, the last stronghold of the Ukrainian defenders of Mariupol, is shelled, bombed and stormed 24 hours a day. There may be between 1,000 and 2,000 civilians hiding in the plant basements, according to various sources. Many of them are injured and wounded and all are starving. They have no water, no medicines, but the military medics are doing their best to treat both soldiers and civilians in the underground hospital. One of the medics says they have to work in the abominable conditions. The Russians intentionally targeted ambulances from the very start. The hospital is working in abominable conditions under constant shelling and bombardment. The conditions for surgery are medieval. The doctors often have to operate with torches on their foreheads. Few lives can be saved in such conditions. These people could have high chances to survive and recover if they were evacuated and treated in a regular hospital. Meanwhile, the Russian occupiers are turning Mariupol into a ghetto for unfortunate residents whose number may exceed 100,000. They cannot stay outdoors without a special permit, and no one can enter or leave the city without a special pass or so-called filtration. The rail and motorway bridge across the Dniester Firth in the Odessa region was hit by Russian missiles twice within several hours. The bridge is an important transport artery linking Odessa to the southern areas of the region, and its destruction can cause serious logistical and other problems. In south of the Dnipropetrovsk region, bordering on the occupied Kherson region, Russian missiles hit a major energy infrastructure facility on Tuesday evening, causing a big fire that raged all night. In the Luhansk region, the epicenter of military action is the town of Popasna, which Russian troops have been storming for weeks. There remain some 2,000 civilians in the destroyed town, but it is impossible to evacuate them or deliver any aid there. The Russians keep shelling neighborhoods in the city of Kharkiv, as well as towns and villages in the region. At least 3 civilians were killed and 15 were wounded as a result of the latest artillery and missile strikes. All the northeastern areas of the Sumy region bordering on Russia remain under heavy artillery and mortar fire, according to Dmytro Zhivitsky, head of the Sumy region military administration. Instead of much-expected warm welcome, the Russian occupiers of Kherson have encountered total resistance. Peaceful protesters against the Russian occupation continue. Practically every day, its residents gather on the central square and march through the streets carrying Ukrainian flags and banners and shouting out, "Kherson is Ukraine!" On Wednesday, Russian soldiers again brutally dispersed the crowd of protesters using stun grenades and tear gas. 4 people were badly injured. From the first day of Russia's invasion, thousands of Ukrainian volunteers have been doing everything they can to help the military defend the country. They raise funds for the army, make camouflage nets, cook meals, help treat the wounded and deliver equipment, clothing, foodstuffs and other essentials to the front line. In Kharkiv, volunteers make light, bulletproof vests. One of them, Radion Shishkin, explains that the standard vests are too heavy and not always convenient in some situations. According to him, the vests that his team makes are reliable. Our vests are certified. They comply with the Defense Ministry standards. Each batch is tested. We check all vests, said Radion Shishkin. 80,000 Ukrainian refugees who fled to Poland have found jobs. Every second of them is employed in the industrial sector, about 10% in service businesses, 8.5% do office work and 4% are employed as niche specialists. Polish ambassador to Ukraine Bartosz Cichocki is the only ambassador among European Union and NATO countries who did not leave Kyiv on the first day of Russia's invasion. Now more and more embassies are returning to Kyiv. Austria's foreign ministry posted on its official Twitter page that its embassy staff returned to Kyiv last week. Earlier, United Kingdom ambassador Melinda Simmons returned to the Ukrainian capital. United States diplomats who moved to Poland have returned to Ukraine and are expected to arrive in Kyiv next week. President Volodymyr Zelensky is invited to the G20 summit that is due to begin on November 15th. He has not left the country since the war broke out on February 24th. Answering reporters' questions why, he invariably explains that as long as the war goes on, he has to be with his people. He takes part in numerous international meetings online.